everybody. Well, today's Wednesday, and it's December 10th, 2014. So, as usual, we release from you the emotional energies or traumas that you could have had happen to you. So, here we go. Think of something. And let's release that energy. So, one, two, three, four, and five. And let's do that one again. So one, two, three, four, and five. And next, let's do one of the light beans for you. So bring up the light beans, or all three. Here we go. Oh, male light bean first. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And non-gender, one, two, three, four, and five. And next we'll do the female. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Well, we'll see if our co-host is on. Are you out there, Ann, today?
Yes, I am, Ron. Hi, and hi, everyone. Welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show. If you're new, welcome. And Ron has a website, creationlightship.com. where you will find many free healings and more information. So we're happy to be here this evening, Ron. We have some emails. We have some questions. So I thought maybe we'll just get right into those. Is there something you wanted to talk about first?
Nope. We'll just see how the show goes. Maybe we'll have a lot of fun tonight. So
good.
What's the question?
Okay. We have... Okay, a couple of emails that have been in here a while, so I want to get those taken care of. Someone wrote, what is the definition of being human? Where do humans come from, and how are humans different from aliens?
Boy, that's a lot. Well, everyone on the planet is more than likely from an alien race because we all look different. If we all looked the same or, you know, had the same hair coloring, skin color, eye colors, then we could say that we're from one alien race or we were created by something that brought us here. So everybody here is probably from different alien races, and they brought you here. And basically, if you cut off people's heads, we'll say, people are going to look pretty much the same as far as your anatomy, male and female. But they gave us different heads. So that's another way of looking at it. Plus, it made people taller and shorter and thinner and fatter. But, you know, aside from that, what you need to realize is that we are from some alien race that dropped us off here, and they created us and put controlling implants in us so they could control us for our journeys here in the physical body. That's why you have DNA. And unfortunately, that's their main plan and setup, because you can never get away from your ancestors' stuff. So we do clearings to help you off from that. But when you're born, you're stuck into whatever your parents and grandparents, et cetera, have given you as far as traits and habits, addictions, and fears. And then they come forward in you as you activate them. So that's the problem that we have here. What other question is there in regards to that, Anne, that I need to cover here? I guess, are aliens human? Is that what it was? Or
just how are we different from aliens?
Well, since aliens kind of look like us, you know, it all depends how you look. You know, some aliens... smell much more than we do, and they are very vicious. Sometimes we see animals tearing up a carcass or something. Well, aliens are that way too. So I guess, you know, how are they different? Well, if they were created from light, then if they turn to darkness, like the human race basically has, because that's why, you know, people are stuck here, then there isn't that much of a difference. Some aliens don't have a spirit, so that could be a main difference. And some do. So some are no better than we are here because they fell out of the light also, chose mind energy, and they're controlled by that energy. So hopefully that answered your question. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thanks. If you would like to send an email this evening, I have the email open. It's clsquestions@yahoo.com. And I'll keep going with what we do have. We have a couple of questions tonight about the parallel lives clearing, Ron. And unfortunately, as you've told us, we all have some parallel lives and we want to crash those. So the first question is a simple one. Can we enter more than one whole lifetime clearing at a time?
You can, as long as it's related to the same situation. So if you're dealing with fear, you could do like maybe a fear clearing. You may want to do maybe a timeline crash for that. So yeah, but if you're going into apples and oranges or something completely different, trying to run a different situation, remember, you're dealing with pages in your book of situations, and you're trying to get rid of each page. That's what you're actually doing if you want to look at it in a more a different way to view it. Some people like to have an analogy. So yeah, so if you're in the book of fear and you're dealing with fear of maybe cats, you know, you don't want to do a fear clearing, you know, for lack of money. That doesn't even relate to cats. So you know, you need to do stuff that is related on a clearing. So if it's, you know, you're better off to put the same clearing up more than one times on your computer than to try to do more across the board, you know, clearings on different things. So that's what I would do. So back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And so I'm skipping around a little bit on these emails, but here's the next question. Can you please clarify the difference between running a timeline crash and a parallel lifetime clearing?
Okay, the parallel lifetime goes probably more into different parallel lives, okay, where you're getting taken away from different situations. With the timeline crash is like a Band-Aid for one specific situation. That's why you just to make it very simple and put one thing in it. Where the parallel lives, living on cloned planets, cloned Earths, that's to bring you back here and to get yourself extricated, where a timeline crash is just for one particular incident that you're dealing with. And you may wish to do, you know, your whole lifetime clearings if you have a lot of those incidents, because they're going to keep coming up. So the timeline crash is great for like a Band-Aid to get you extricated and released from that one situation. And you can keep drawing them to you. You get rid of one, you may have to do another timeline crash because you're still living there. That's why you want to do your whole lifetime clearings to get rid of that situation. So hopefully that answered your question. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And okay, there's one other about the parallel lives, and I'll just need a minute to come up with that one. So I'm going to go on to, well, is it possible to do any kind of a sample of, you know, could you bring us back from one parallel life or on the show, or is that too complicated?
Yeah, we could do that. So let me see here. Here we go. So releasing you from a parallel life that you need to think about. This would be a timeline crash. So let's do it that way. So think of your one situation maybe that you had today. And remember, you could be in a parallel lifetime Maybe you were driving your vehicle and got a flat tire. Well, that would be a parallel lifetime that they could put you on, because you're dealing with traumas. It doesn't happen every day to you, naturally. At least I hope not. And, you know, so often you get a flat tire, and maybe it's raining out, and it's an awful experience. And so they see, the aliens see you with that, and they go, oh, boy, we got this one here. We'll make it rain more, and we'll make them so that when you take that lug wrench off, it slips, and, you know, you skin your knuckles up. We'll really fix this person up good. And so now they got you because you're cold, you're angry, your hand's hurting, and you don't like the situation. And now you're beating yourself up for another one because you knew you should have got tires last week, but you thought they'd wait a month so you could buy your Christmas gifts. So now that's also, you know, the anger goes into self-sabotage. So they got all these different things for you, and they're just loving it. And now they're putting you onto these parallel lifetimes, which we will call timelines. And they may even be selling your real estate, selling you out to other aliens out there who are wanting to experience that because they really see you upset. So here we go. Let's release you from that one situation. So here we go. And you may have all of those. Maybe you got a flat tire. Or you can remember back last week or a year ago when that happened to you. Or maybe instead of having the rain out, you know, it's 120 degrees. And unfortunately, your air conditioning in your car doesn't work either. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll talk about your flat tire now. So you're on the side of the road, and naturally the policeman comes over to you, and they go, I want to see your car insurance card. And you know that for some reason, you didn't pay your car insurance, you don't have it, or you're looking for it and you don't see it anywhere, and then he gives you a ticket, because that's his job. Okay, so, but you weren't driving your car. So, but anyway, we won't get into any of that stuff. Hopefully you were a traveler and not a driver. So here we go. One, releasing the energies from you as it gets compounded. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And now we release one of the other alien races that have you now. We just get we got the one that just one of them. We don't know which one of these the aliens have you on. So we'll do another timeline crash for a different set of aliens. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you, Ann.
You know, Ron, I heard a beep. Might we have a caller on the line? Is someone there?
There was.
Oh. Okay, well, maybe that person will call back, but okay. So I think I the other questions are more on timeline questions, Ron, which, and thank you for doing those clearings for us. Another question, can you please clarify how doing the current and past cloned bodies, it's a long title, clone bodies living on cloned Earth or planets, clearings are different than running a timeline crash.
Yeah, that's a completely different clearing, yeah. So that's where you're living. You're living there. Here on the timeline crashes, you're living here. But if you happen to think or know that you're living on another parallel life on some other planet, a fabricated Earth one, or maybe, you know, one that's an alien planet entirely that is not called Earth, then you could do a timeline crash for that. That's possible, but I don't know if people have that awareness or not of living in the beyondo on a strange place. But if you do, you could do a timeline crash for that. That would work. Back to you, Ann.
Well, mightn't dreams sometimes actually be showing us glimpses of those other...
Dreams could be
okay.
Beyondo and not even being on this planet here. So they
right.
could be taking you to their planet and creating the hologram of your experience there, and then they could be bringing you back here again after, you know, they torture you and give you all these troubles and situations. And then you wake up and you go, wow, that was a rough night, you know. I didn't sleep very well. I don't know why. I don't know why my body aches, why my shoulder's bruised, you know. And, you know, you start wondering what's going on or why you have cuts on yourself. And that gets to be kind of scary, too. And you wonder, what did I do last night? Or you woke up and you found that your covers are on the bed 90 degrees turned from where they normally are. Or they're completely backwards. And you go, wow, this is really strange. So that does happen to a lot of people. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And I believe our caller is back. Do we have a caller on the line?
Yes, we do, and her name is Colleen, and I'm from Canada.
Hi, Colleen. Thank you for calling
Colleen.
In. You're on the air, so go ahead.
Thank you. So nice to chat with you, Ron. I think we spoke once before, and Ed thought that I should, Ed McCabe thought I should call in and have a chat with you. I have a number of issues going on. I have multiple myeloma. I'm an advanced practice critical care nurse, retired, and I don't want to do chemotherapy, and I've been practicing integrative and alternative medicine for 30 years. And so I insisted on being able to do vitamin C intravenous therapy treatments at home. With great difficulty, every roadblock, every hurdle, everything can and good that could go wrong has gone wrong. I've had to struggle and fight with every strip of the way. I know I've had entity attachments to me in the past. I've done some of your free stuff, but I'm also in a financial bind, and I simply can't afford to pay at this point in time for treatment, and I'm having to spend every dime just to get vitamin C. They've told me twice, once in June that I had 2 weeks to live, and again in early November, and here it is December, and I'm still kicking pretty strong, but the hurdles continue. And I have aggravated the medical industrial complex with insisting on my human rights to integrate medicine. And so I know there's people out there that are not very happy with me. And I've been fighting the good fight to have people have access to alternative medicine of their choice when they get a terminal diagnosis so that they have some hope of recovering. And that's my situation. And I was wondering if you can help or suggest what I do.
Well, the first thing I tell you to do, since you do have an illness that is diagnosed, we'll say, I would do probably your death barcode. So that's the most important thing to get off of, is that
okay.
death barcode, which is bringing you into those situations. It feels
okay.
like right now you have probably seven of those on you.
Seven barcodes, okay.
Seven death barcodes, yeah. And that clearing has another barcode in there, too. There's two barcodes, and the other one that you do is your stress death barcode.
Yeah, I'm
so that's
stressed.
What I would probably recommend doing, since you've been working and doing other types of therapies, which is fine. You know, you need to get that death barcode off you so your body can start to heal, because your internal healer knows that one of those should be taking you out, and it gives up doing the healing for you. So that's what we call a binded body. I would highly recommend doing the Ilium death barcode clearing.
So the Ilium death barcode.
Yep, uh-huh. And that's connected, in a sense, to your natal chart. Remember, when you're born, It has your life path in there. It's already predetermined by the aliens. And, you
sure,
know, some,
or numerology in my case.
So they want you to leave here. You're still hanging in there, which, they normally don't anticipate people hanging in, but, you know, you do have seven of those, and they kind of compound themselves a little bit. So that's what I'd recommend doing first, is get that off of you.
How do I go about doing that?
On the website.
Okay.
You have to click on, I think Alien Death Barcode there, and it'll come up for you.
Alien
but
Death
seven
Barcode.
It's quite a few, but, you know, most people have as little as three, and some can go up to about a dozen. But having seven is, you're a little, you know, they don't like you too much. So anyway, you're there.
Well, the thing is I'm doing other political action because in Canada we have a prime minister who is a traitor, and I have been sharing information on the Internet in that regard.
Well,
and
you might want to get
there's also an ozone practitioner in Malaysia who stole $10,000 from me, and he's a fraud, and I would like to see him find justice and stop ripping people off. And so both of those people are very high up mucky mucks who are very, very unhappy with me.
Yeah, well, they could be giving you psychic attacks or doing stuff like that, too, I was going to say.
Yes.
If you're pushing buttons from other people and getting out there, then very possibly you could be having, psychic attacks, spells put on you, curses.
Okay.
I'm like a
David Icke. I'm a female version of David Icke.
Yeah, excuse me. Have you been, Colleen, have you been listening to the shows for a while?
Well, I listened back prior to going to Indonesia for several sessions, and then I went to Indonesia, and because I'm not as digitally capable as many other people, I lost track over there, and I've only listened to two since coming back in last July, so this will be my third call-in since November of last year.
Okay, because Ron, gives us a lot of help on these shows. And
yes.
If you can get online and listen to some of the archives, he has a lot of tools that he gives us. The main one would be...
And Ed gave me a bunch of dates, too, on these shows and stuff, so now I have a schedule to follow.
Good, good. And you know you can, not only listen to them, and especially important would be to listen to the Saturday night show, because
the Saturday night.
The
I'm already lined to come on the Saturday night show.
Good, good, and because that involves a trip to the light ship, which is a physical.
Yeah, Ed was telling me. I think I need to take a trip there, and that would be awesome.
Yeah,
I've had
and
before. I have an issue of alien abduction.
And did you? Can you go on the website? Are you aware that there are many free healings on there?
I can go on the website.
Okay, there are eight or ten free healings that are very powerful.
Yeah, there's free and some paid. Yeah.
And
so
also, we were going to talk about this in a bit, so this is the perfect time to bring this up. On Monday, December 22nd, at 6 p.m. Pacific time, so that's, I'm not sure whether you're East Coast or West Coast.
Pacific.
Okay, so good. It's early for, like me, early. That is a $50 call, but do whatever you can do to get $50 together before then, because that's
for
organ rejuvenation. It's a Monday.
Now, do you take Canadian bank cards, like a Canadian debit card?
Do you use PayPal in Canada? I'm not sure.
I don't use PayPal.
But if you,
I have a Banner bank in the States, and I should have something in there by then.
If you go on Ron's website, everything is marked with a PayPal insignia, and I know this sometimes causes people confusion. Even though you don't have PayPal, you still click on that, and it will allow you to choose debit card or credit card also. You don't have to pay through PayPal.
Okay, so that'll work.
How we're working, and other people have asked this, so we're getting, you know, answering several people's questions as I'm talking to you, Colleen.
Great.
If you click on, rather, the donation link on Ron's website, there's one on the lower left. It'll say PayPal, but keep going. And then you'll get to a second page that'll ask you how you want to pay, and it's $50. And you have until that day, literally, to pay. But for anyone, for you and anyone listening, I'd clear your calendar and get on that call at all costs because...
I'll make it a priority.
Right. Oh, and one listener is saying they think PayPal is international. But we'll see.
So
you know, I'm
Monday,
sure you'll do fine on there.
22nd?
Yes.
Monday, 22nd.
Monday, December 22nd.
6 p.m. PST.
Correct.
Wonderful. Thank you.
That is going to be, that's very exciting. We're all really looking forward to that. We've had a lot of people sign up already. And again, some people had questions. I think I just answered them all.
Yep, I'm good to go.
And one person wrote in, let me see if I can find that email. Is it okay to stay on the phone a bit more, Colleen?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Okay. That they were looking at the free healings. Okay, thank you, Ron, for all the free healings. I have done all of them, and they are very effective. I was reviewing them today and saw again the alien tracking barcode removal. And when I read this, I looked at it, and so their question is then, would this be a good clearing to do before the Monday call?
Okay.
And that's the one that clears alien DNA. Let me see if I can open it up really quick. Or I don't know if you're familiar with that clearing off the top of your head, Ron.
Well, it tracks you through that, okay? So, yeah, I would say that would be a good one to get on. Out of all the ones that are there, the alien tracking one could be a big plus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me, here, I just, I meant to have this before we started, but I have it now. It takes away alien DNA, alien DNA blood, the body connection, so any aliens connecting to your body, mind-to-body disconnection, which means, you know, you have a mind of your body, which is your healer, and if any aliens are connecting to you in that way, and
really
the mind to spirit, then disconnection from parents and disconnection from grandparents. So that's a really powerful one. It's eight steps, and then the last one I shouldn't leave out is very important, spirit integration.
Right.
So you could be really busy between now and that Monday doing the free healing and hopefully the death barcode.
I'm just whizzing around like the Tasmanian devil here.
Well,
busy.
Yeah, I mean, I understand being busy, but
try
to be heart-centered.
I'm busy doing my medical treatment from morning till night, and that's really my focus. I'm doing medical treatment from morning till night.
Right. And
in my home.
And, yeah, try to practice the mind-to-heart drop, which I'm sure Ed has taught you. So you're
mind-to-heart drop. Yeah, first thing in the morning.
Good. Okay. Well, everyone, on behalf of everyone listening, we wish you all the best, and I hope you'll call
Thank
in
you
again
so much.
In a few weeks, maybe, and let us know how you're doing, and we'll hear you on that call on Monday. Is
we'll
there anything else you
Saturday
want to add, Ron?
Anyway.
Good. Good. And anything else, Ron?
Continue on. So thank you for calling, and hopefully able to get some relief and some help. So, and do all those alien clearings because it can all help you.
Okay.
So thank you.
Thank you for being there, Ron.
Hey, you're very welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. I'm trying to think if I answered all. I think I answered all the questions people were asking. About Monday's conference call. Oh, no, there's one other. How will pets be affected, Ron, on that call? Will they be affected at all, or is it just only for us?
Yeah, the pets are always free on the call, so yes, you could you know, if they have a concern, you may want to, you know, also indicate that during the call is where you do the clearing. So that would work.
Okay.
So, yeah, always, you know, even on the Saturday calls, do that. So, you know, mention what your pet may have as you go to the light shift, you know, for 10, 15 minutes there.
Great. Great. Thank you, Ron. That's thank you, listener, for asking that question. That's a good one. Okay, speaking of being heart-centered, a listener is asking, can you have a job like being a mathematician and still be heart-centered?
What you'll find is you're going to be able to, when you start doing the mind-to-heart drop more, and maybe after a couple of months of doing it, at first you're going to feel a little out of time, a little spacey. Your friends may think that you're not really here too much because, you know, maybe you're not accountable all the time for them, or you don't want to talk to them because you don't want to get their stuff and get slimed, we'll say, with their lessons and experiences and everything. So you want to, you know, be more peaceful. Well, as you start doing it more and more, you will find yourself needing a day planner. But at some point, you're going to kind of break away from that because initially you were heart-centered. Initially, there was no mind. And your whole body thought was source energy. So you're going to be switching into that, and you will hit at some point in the process, you will finally understand what it's like to live in the present moment and be able to exist here fully conscious like you did before, but you're not thinking. Oh, and that's, you know, there's probably people out there who've been doing this for quite a while. They probably are actually doing this exact same thing. May not be, you know, in the present moment 100% of the time, but maybe you're in it 60, 70%. And at the beginning, it may have been more difficult because you can only hold the energy as people would distract you or somehow you get these phone calls out of nowhere to take you out of your peace. So at first, you know, I would say most people, if you're around other people, you know, 15 seconds to maybe a couple minutes, until somebody wants to take you out of your peace, to bother you, which is what the dark side would want to do. But then as you keep doing it more and more, you're going to come to the realization that, wow, I'm not really thinking, but I am knowing everything without thinking, and that's how it's going to happen to you. So back to you, Anne.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Okay, I'm going to, I know. I thought of something when we were talking to Colleen that hopefully she is also aware of, which is the loving it out of your life exercise or process, I guess I should call it. And our moderator, very nicely, you've discussed it a lot, and our moderator put in the fast chat that it was discussed on October 1st, 2014, which is a Wednesday show, so you could listen to the archive on that. But I thought it would be good for Colleen, and then a listener has a question about it, Ron. And I understand this a little, you know, especially if someone's new to listening to you. He's asked, could you elaborate on it? And it seems to him a little bit like a mantra. So could you tell us how it's different than a mantra and why that will help us so much?
Well, that affirmation, you're continuously coming into the energy because you're going into your cellular memory each time you say something, okay, and you're going deeper and deeper. And you're actually awakening and separating yourself from the situation. So at first you're in it, and as you keep saying it, then you're taking the power away from what you're dealing with. I'm just thinking on Colleen's situation here, since she's been using different types of modalities over, you know, I don't know, we'll just say it's, say, 5 years. I'm just throwing that number out. It may not even be right. But what happens is that you wake up in the morning and you want to figure out what modality to use next, and you have in your consciousness, stored in your cells, all the energies and all the different modalities that you have used that really it may be keeping you alive right now, but it hasn't really fixed you. So I'm just trying to, this may work fine for her wonderfully, because you need to get rid of those energies. So whatever you've taken, or done, I'm not saying it's a crutch. You need to understand what I'm trying to tell you. You need to get away from the fact that what you have done in the past has not fixed you 100%. So what you're doing is you're building up this energy blockage of all these things that you have tried over the past, and you're still searching and looking for the next one that might fix you, okay? But all the other energies that were there is causing an energy blockage, because it's kind of like that commercial we used to see on TV with little M&Ms, you know, and they'd, you know, dive into that pool and get their coating put on them. So you're putting that coating around all of your cells, and it's very hard to take that coating off until you can get it off. And that oral little affirmation, if you want to call it that, which really isn't what it is, but you're repeating, you know, the situation of how you love your illness, how you love your disease, and then you do how it makes you feel. So, you know, when you do that and you keep saying it over and over again, like, we'll just say, I love having my cancer. So to a brand new listener, when you hear that, you're going to right away think, I don't love having my cancer. It's the worst thing that's ever happened to me. Well, you created it, so you got to love it. And, you know, it's a perfect specimen of cancer. If you go to the doctor and you say, you know, I have this here, doctor, what do you think? Is this a really good one, or is it just a bad one? Is it not good? Well, it's cancer. Okay, well, I want to know what it is. Is it from 1 to 10? What number is it? Is it really, really a one that's ugly and smelly or whatever, or is it has, you know, really, really good? I want to know, did I create something that is really, really good? And he'll look at you and say, well, you created cancer. You have cancer. There's really no yardstick in there to say that it's not good or bad. What you have is what you have. Okay? And so it's created to according to your cellular memory, the energy blockages that you have in your body. It's more than likely passed down from your generations, from your ancestors, and they gave it to you, and you just happen to get triggered by that situation. Okay, through other people, places and things, activating that in you, and then you went on the ride for cancer, may have been on the ride for cancer for 20 years, and now it finally developed, okay? And the next part of that, so you have to love it. So I love my cancer. The next thing that you would say is how it makes you feel. Well, maybe it makes you feel very sad and you want to cry. Maybe you're afraid to lose your loved ones around you. Maybe you have children and you don't want to die because they'd be missing their parent. You know, how does it make you feel? And it'll probably be what you want to say is the thing that's the furthest thing away from you, the thing that's going to just twist your guts and make you cry and wallow on the ground, because that's the issue. You want to get that thing out of you. Otherwise, going from modality to modality to modality, you haven't connected to the core of that problem yet. So, and so get in there and do that affirmation. You know, I love my cancer, and you know, I love dying, leaving my children behind. You know, you're gonna go, I don't want to say that. Well, that's what can happen, and that's what you're afraid of, and that fear is preventing you from healing from that cancer. And then after you say it maybe 1,000 times or more, and you go from thinking it's ridiculous and awful to say, and then you get into the emotions of it, and then you're really sobbing a lot, and maybe you feel like you want to throw up, then from there, you might screw up your cancer even. And then from there, you keep saying it, and then you're going to get done and say, wow, I didn't realize those words have that much power over me. And then look at another tangent of, I love my cancer, and then think, figure out what else, how does it make you feel, you know? And so that's one way to work through it. It could take, you know, a few hours and get somebody with you to give you assistance and help you in case you feel like, you know, you're a wet noodle and you can't get out of it. Then you want to get something like, I'm a nice person, I love myself, et cetera, you know, just to change your mindset. Remember, your mind is giving you this problem. That's why you have to think differently. And you want to get those thoughts out of you and get the words out of you that are created by letters, making words, that's putting you into the fear mode. So that's what I would do, is to do that. And so the mantra is to clear out your cellular memory. That's what it's going to do for you. So that you can say, I love cancer, and say it and really get into it. Go into the cancer self support group and get in there and go, whippy, I love my cancer. It's great. And everybody will look at you and say, oh, she's lost it, or he's lost it. That's where you want to be. You don't want to have anything over it. You know, it shouldn't have any charge whatsoever on you. So back to you, Ann.
Wow, thank you, Ron. And I would say just two other things. One is, I think a mantra you go on and on with, and this, you're going to spend an hour or half a day or a day, and that will end it. And I would love to hear from people who have done this successfully, because I don't know, Ron, I have done it two times, and when I'm done, I feel great. I feel like you hit a bottom, you level out, and then you're like empty. And you feel relief. I don't know if you even need to. Maybe people have had that experience where they feel they need to come back with some happy thoughts or something. But I'd be interested to hear from people if they did have that need. But it's a wonderful process. We've been talking a lot, Ron, and I thank you so much for your information. I was wondering if we could have a sample of the mental body clearing.
Okay, so this kind of goes along with what we're talking about. So think of a situation, a condition, could be a mental fear that you have. Maybe you got to think of the fear, unless your body knows about the fear, and then it goes into your mental after that, you know. So think of something mentally that's tormenting you, and we'll just put peace there. This is what, all I can do is give you peace. So here we go, releasing the energy. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. And the whole thing, too, is when you do that little affirmation, what you're doing is you're taking your storyline away, okay? And so the storyline starts to get dissolved as you figure out what else you can say. Because all your friends know you have this, and then they have their own storyline about you. And then maybe you create another storyline when you see them. And especially in your, you know, if you go to a support group, you know, they all have their storylines. And then you're getting connected to everybody in that room if they all have a storyline, you know. It's kind of like the AA group, you know. I'm not really trying to pick on a 12-step program, but you know, for what I have heard, I never have been in one, but, you know, I hear that they come up and they say their name and they go, well, yeah, I'm an alcoholic, you know, and this and that and the other. Well, right away they're affirming something that's giving them negative energy, okay? And then everybody else goes around and says that, you know, to introduce yourself. So right away you're being courted by all these people as they look at you and you're saying you're an alcoholic. Okay, well, and it's a 12-step program, and you never get healed. Where's the 13th step to where you can walk out of there and say, yep, been there, done that? No, you got to go back and back and back to have total dependency on it. So where's the 13th step to where you can walk into that room and say, you know, I'm healed of alcoholism. I'm not going to have any more drinks. And if I want to, I will have some. And it's not really going to affect you because you got rid of the energy. Until you can get rid of the energy on it, and maybe heal yourself. That's why they say, a lot of times I heard people say, well, you know, this person hasn't drank for 15 years, and their liver, you know, was maybe on the borderline, and they had a couple of drinks, and they fell over dead. Well, did they fall over dead because the liver was that poisoned over, you know, the 15, 20 years of being an alcoholic, and they had one drink got them? You know, it's kind of a weird thing, but they have those stories like that. You know, heal yourself, you know. Get rid of the blocked energy, because everything is blocked energy here. Whatever you're dealing with is blocked energy. It's the mindset that you bought into that's creating your new reality of your life. And if it's the new reality, do you want to experience that? You know, it's up to you. It's everybody has a choice what they want to experience and what they are choosing to do and what not to do. And everybody is perfect. You know, your spirit goes along for the ride. It'll do whatever you want to do. Oh, so, and there's no judgments. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And I just feel like it's a good time to also mention command for new listeners and Colleen as well, how you've taught us to command our bodies and spirits to be only on the CLS now timeline of light. CLS, Ron said it's fine to say, that's short for Creation Lightship. And Ron has mentioned that the upcoming date of December 21st, as there's a lot of alien activity around that, is particularly important for all of us to stay on the CLS now timeline of light. And we have a question, Ron. Did you want to add anything about that?
No, that's good. The only reason why we state that way is so that you're not hopefully going to be taken sideways like what happened in 2012 at that same time frame where people were abducted, and that was the dark side ascension, by the Mayans. So you bought into, you know, if you believed or heard about that, was the end of the Mayan calendar. I don't know if it was true or not, you know, but that's what people were talking about. It doesn't matter to me what goes out there, but the people who bought into that, and it got disseminated throughout all the different websites and things talking about it, well, you were buying into their spiritual practices, okay? Because they made the calendar. So you're now on their timeline. And what did the Mayans do? Well, they had pyramids, and they, you know, did awful things to people. Chopped their heads off, took out their body, their heart and stuff, you know, cut them open. That's their spiritual practices. So were you sacrificed, or did your friends who are no longer here who are clones, they're probably up there getting sacrificed. They bought the story. So, you don't want to buy that story again. They can copy and paste that timeline on. If you happen to see a show about the Mayans and you see the bloodstained, bricks or whatever, stones on the side of it, and you wonder, boy, is that going to happen to me? Well, it could. So you don't want to get into that timeline. And they can copy and paste it and get more people. So you want to stay in the now. That's why we mentioned that back then, is so that you're no longer, or at least you stay on the timeline of light instead of getting drugged and abducted onto a timeline of whatever. So back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And I just also wanted to mention on the upper right of Ron's website, there are recordings that you can listen to that teach some of his free tools. I'm not sure that, well, you do the finger exercise to make sure you're in the now. I'm not sure that it says command to be on the CLS now timeline of light on there. I think you made that recording previous to that. To you giving us that lovely sentence to say. But that's a good place for new people to check as well. You'll see there's a drop-down box, and there's wonderful things to listen to there. So we have another timeline question, Ron. When I'm out on timelines, other than the CLS now timeline, is it a clone of me operating on those timelines?
It could be you. It could be a clone. It could be, yes, it could be. But if you're out there, then it would probably be you. They may need you on one timeline in the Beyondo to replicate and fabricate you on 1,000 of them. Oh, remember, when you're on a timeline, other than being in the now, okay, so remember, in the now, there's only one timeline, but it's really not a timeline, but you got to live somewhere. So this is kind of like an oxymoron in a sense, but you are living in one life in the present moment, which you will call the source timeline, in the now. And in that timeline that you're living on, it's all peace. So every other timeline will give you duality of whatever that would mean to you. Typically, it may not be a very good reality, like having an awful dream or having a car accident here physically or having something else, but you are in a timeline to have that occurrence. You're in peace. None of that exists because you're in peace. So if you're having stuff happening to you, it is only because you're on a timeline. The timeline somehow got attracted to you, or the aliens put you on the timeline because you have that T-shirt on displaying that. So as you start getting rid of your emotional baggage and your situations, that T-shirt will become smaller with the identification logos on it of what you're dealing with. So I'm sure after you do a timeline crash for pain, for instance, and you do enough of it for a certain part in your body, if you have pain, the pain will more than likely go away. Now, when it goes away, you're going to go, oh, I'm out of pain. So what does that mean? You're out of pain because you're off of the pain timelines. And are you going to be abducted again for pain? Probably not, because you have to have that initial charge in you pain to get replicated onto more timelines. So once the pain is gone, you're at peace. Aliens don't want peace out of you. They want to go through an issue. So they'll look for something that you're dealing with. What T-shirt are you putting on next after you got rid of your pain? Okay? Oh, and they'll find something. That's why you want to do those whole lifetime clearings to release yourself from the energies that are having them get attracted to you. Remember, they're only coming to you because you have stuff, okay? If you didn't have any stuff, they're not going to want you. They'll look for somebody else. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. What a wonderful speech about just be peaceful, right? We are amazingly close to the end of the show here, Ron. I was wondering if, since we were talking, you brought in pain. Now, Colleen didn't mention, you know, being in pain, but I know some people are dealing with that or have. Could we perhaps, I don't know, clear a pain timeline or have a sample of the pain body healing before we
go? I'll do a timeline crash for pain, so you need to focus on your current pain. You could have had 100 different pains in your body, but what's bothering you now is the first one that you're thinking about, so that I can help to clear from you, okay? So here we go, and I'll do a few timelines here. So here we go, releasing you off the first timeline of pain. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, next timeline, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I'll do one more, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And just see if your pain has maybe dropped 5 or 10%, okay? So if it has subsided somewhat, didn't get on, and maybe do, a week of timeline crashes. You know, and continuously do them. Put up 4 screens with your pain. You know, I got a pain in my, my left wrist. You know, put that up there on a timeline crash, and keep doing it, and get off those timelines so your body can heal, because they're going to keep you on a timeline with a hurting wrist. How are you going to get healed here when they copy and paste all those hundreds of timelines onto you? So you need to get them out of your life. And then you can start to heal. And then would be the timelines, and you need to get the aliens out of your life that keeps taking your energy, wanting you to suffer, giving you more pain. So let's do the mind-to-heart drop, everybody. So command your spirit to take the thoughts that are inside of your head, drop them into your heart where they'll be neutralized, which will put you into peace because your thoughts are keeping you away from being peaceful. So here we go, dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. It's like an elevator dropping, and you have to say it out loud. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1 and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. That also includes telling your spirit out loud that you want to do this. Your spirit does not work in mind energy. It doesn't listen to your thoughts. That's darkness. It doesn't live there. So, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Anne, and hopefully you're all doing wonderful. Bye, everybody.
Bye, all. Thanks, Ron.